Dan Koritz at Harvard University has studied score inflation. In this graph, we present some of his research. This graph displays students' performance on a third grade mathematics test. On the x-axis are years, and on the y-axis is students' average performance on a state test measured in grade level equivalence. The first diamond represents the average score on the state test in 1986. In 1987, the state changed the format and items on the test. The scores plummeted, as you can see from the square. Does this mean students suddenly got worse at math? Or did they just get worse at the skills of taking the test? Over the next 3 years, scores steadily increased. So, are students getting better at math? Or getting better at this particular test? In 1990, Dan Koritz's team also administered students the old version of the test. We see that represented by the diamond on the right. Notice the big gap between the new test performance and the old test performance in 1990. If students were really getting better at math, we would expect these two averages to be similar. Indeed, this gap is evidence that the increases in scores between 1987 and 1990 are likely about students getting better at a test, not students getting better at math.